Time now for the KTAR Timeline with Steve Zensmeister. It's brought to you by the husband and wife law team of Breyer Law, protecting the rights of the seriously injured in Arizona since 1996.
It's May 20th, and on this day in 1990, we got the first photos back from the Hubble telescope. The galaxy's biggest camera takes pictures of far-off planets, moons, and star systems. It actually uses the sun as an energy source, powering the machine as it floats through space. Hubble has made more than 1.3 million observations since it was launched. Astronomers have used its data in over 15,000 scientific papers. That makes it one of the most productive scientific instruments ever created. But it doesn't actually go to the other planets, stars, or galaxies. The Hubble just observes from afar, while orbiting the Earth at 17,000 miles per hour. In fact, the telescope has traveled more than 4 billion miles while circling the planet. And it's so accurate. NASA's website describes it like this. It's like shining a laser beam directly onto a dime from over 200 miles away. Those must be some pretty clear pictures, which we started receiving on this day in 1990.
Speaking of a day in history, KTAR News is turning 100. And to say thank you, we're giving you $100. Plus, we'll donate another $100 to a charity of your choice. All you have to do is text the number 100-100 to 411-923 to enter. That's 411-923.